Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, Addicted to Health. My name is Emily E., and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness, nutrition, and business, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to reach your breakthrough in life. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together. I am so excited to sit down today with my very good friend, Mariana Morey, also known as Mare Bear. She is a fitness enthusiast, Brazilian model, and creator. It is no surprise she has such a large following with an impressive 1 million followers on Instagram and 1.7 million on TikTok. She says it has never been about the number of followers, but rather her passion to build a community and business that was true to her authentic self and leading with value to her audience. While training, the gym became Mariana's form of therapy that helped her build not only a strong body, but also a strong mind. Today, we dive into all things fitness, her workout routine, what she eats in a day, and tips and tricks to hit your fitness goals. She speaks on having an abundant mindset around food, which I think is super unique coming from such a top model, fueling your body to create a sustainable, healthy diet and enjoying all things in moderation. We also get into the business side of her platform and the freedoms and challenges that come with being an entrepreneur. Mariana did not go on her typical path. She graduated college and was about to work in an amazing job in engineering, but she definitely went a different route and followed what she really wanted to do while having a backup plan. And I think it worked out all right for her. We talk strategies on how to grow a social media following, the importance of having passion behind your brand and creating content that provides value, and taking risks. Mariana explains how she sets herself up for success by starting each week with intention and structuring her week to hit her business and fitness goals. Not only is Mariana beauty, but she is also brains. It is my pleasure to introduce Mariana Morey.
I am so excited to have not only my very good friend, but such a special, wholesome person with the best energy. She is a fitness model and entrepreneur. I look up to her so much. I think she's so incredible. And I'd love to introduce Mariana.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you asked me to be on your podcast. I've honestly never done one before, but ooh, I've always wanted to. So whenever you're like, oh, do you want to be on it? I was like, heck yeah. Like, I'm excited. Like, let's talk. Let's stir up some conversations. And I would not want anyone else to be my host besides you. So
thank you. I'm so excited to talk about all the things. I think what's so interesting about you, you're obviously so beautiful on the outside, but you're even more beautiful on the inside. And it's like, no, I really do mean that. And I think that's rare to meet people like that who are these fitness models, you know, and like, that's what their main job is, but it's rare to meet people that are as beautiful on the inside as they are on the outside. So I do think that's a very special quality that you have.
Oh, Em, did you bring me on this podcast to make me cry?
I really mean that.
I'm like, good thing they can't see my face because I'm like tearing up. But no, thank you. I know that like fitness kind of brought us together and it means a lot for you to like say that. But as soon as I met you in person and like we started kind of working together, I clearly obviously thought the same of you, which is why I just consider you such a good friend now. Like, you are just the sweetest person. You're always trying to like help others and those around you. And you're just really like uplifting and kind. So ditto, I say the same exact thing about you, but thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely consider myself like a super grounded person, or like everyone just says that they're like, oh my God, like, I guess whenever I like started, not like rising to fame, you know, but like when I'll just call it that. Whenever I started rising to fame, people are always like, oh my God, like, don't change. Like, don't stop being you. And I'm like, wait, but like, why would I do that? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, if everyone else, like my big thing is like everyone else is already taken. So don't try to be anyone else. Just try to be yourself, because like, that is your superpower. That is what's special about you. Like, no one else, they can try to be you or whatever, but you know what I mean? Just be your authentic self and do what you like, do what makes you happy. And if people like it and they want to follow along, then great. You've got the right type of people in your life. You know, if they're not about it, then that's cool. Like, they're not meant to be in your life anyway. So I'm very just authentic as to me. And, you know, I've just always like lived like that. And people are like, okay, why you didn't change? And I'm like, yeah, like, why would I? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not just going to like wake up one day and decide right. to stay up. So,
well, it's really common to see that. And it's like a breath of fresh air, you know?
Oh, thank you.
It really is. I want to ask you, what got you into everything? I mean, tell people a little bit about who you are and what you do, and also what brought you on this journey to working for yourself, being an entrepreneur, and being a fitness model.
Of course. Okay. So just, I guess, a little background about myself. And also, I think the reason why I am like so grounded, I was born and raised in Brazil. So I had like a super simple life. Like, basically, I was like raised by my grandmas while my parents were at work. So like, I would just like play on the farm and like do things all day. So I was just like, really, like, those are like my roots. Like, you know, I just like played outside. Like, I think that's what makes me like just really grounded person that I am today. But I moved to the US when I was 9 for my dad's work. And he, whenever I moved, I like didn't know English, didn't know anything. I was just like, okay, like, what is this country? Like, what am I doing? And I kind of just, you know, started following like this linear path where I was like, okay, like, if I want to fit in, if I want to do like certain things, I have to, you know, like be like everyone else. If I want to be like an exemplar person, I have to like follow this path. My parents were like blue collared workers. So it's like, they've just worked like normal jobs their whole life. And I was like, that's what I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to get a degree. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have kids. Right. That was like my plan. That is what like I thought like life was all about. And so I came here, I went to school. I went to college at UCF. I got my degree in engineering, industrial engineering.
I didn't even know that.
Exactly. Fun fact that not a lot of people know about me. My dad is an engineer. So I was like, I'm going to be just like my dad. Like, this is what I'm going to do. So went to college, graduated, got my degree. And while I was in college, I like had an internship and I was like, okay, like, this is all great. Like, everyone in my internship loves me. Like, they like want me to stick around, but something in my heart just like wasn't like settling. I just wasn't like happy where I was like, okay, this is what I'm passionate about. And this is what I want to do. I just kind of did it because I thought that was the right thing to do. On the sidelines, I'm, you know, just taking content for like Instagram, because that's just what makes me happy. It was like my creative outlet, just something that I did on the side. And then people, you know, started liking what I posted and I just started gaining a following. While all of this is going on, my parents always, you know, were super supportive, wanted to put me through like school, and they, you know, put me in sports my whole life. And I played soccer and I tore my ACL. And that was like, I was like so upset and distraught. I was like, oh my God, I can never play soccer again because I'm scared this is going to happen. So I was like, okay, what's a non-contact sport that I can play? And I was like, you know what? I'm pretty fast. I'm going to try track and field. So I tried out for the track team. I was really good. I could run really fast. And that's what I did all of high school. And off season, track is a spring sport. So off season, our coach would make us do weightlifting just so that, you know, we would have something else to do during the winter. And I think it was like during that time where I like really got into the gym and I started like lifting weights. And I was like, okay, wait, I kind of like this. And like weightlifting, you clearly have to like push yourself to PR, push yourself like to the limit. You know what I mean? Like, that is kind of the goal of every like meet, that you have to, you know, hit your PR and like be better, but you also have to like cut and, you know, be at a certain weight. So that's when I like really started getting into the gym. And I was like, okay, like, this is something that I love. Like, this is a challenge. Like, I can change my body to be the way that I want it to be. Like, I can grow my muscles while like cutting my fat. So that's what kind of sparked me into the whole like fitness and like made me really love it. And then the like influencer side kind of just came like with my lifestyle and things that I was doing. And then by the time that I graduated college, I realized, okay, I love fitness. Like, this is what made me happy in high school. This is what like I thrive doing. And then I also, you know, started gaining, had my following, and I started modeling for, you know, different companies. And getting paid really well. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do something crazy. And I'm just going to not accept the job offer that I have at Lockheed Martin. And I'm going to move to California and I'm going to figure it out from there. So,
oh my gosh,
that's what I did. I like knew what my passions were and like the things that made me happy. And it was really kind of just like a leap of faith where, you know, my parents had these expectations for me and like what I was going to be and like this job that I was going to have. And I really just had to like sit down with them and be like, hey, I know that I'm good at this. I know that I can succeed in this, but this is something, an opportunity that I have now to like try to be entrepreneurial and try new things and, you know, kind of see where it goes. I'm like, if it doesn't work, I always have my degree to fall back on, but like, this is what makes me happy. Like, these are my passions. And like, I want to live authentically as to like what I like. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the whole background story as to how I like am in the position that I am today, and just kind of like that leap of faith that like I chose to take for myself. And now obviously I live my life like by my own terms. I, you know, have the fitness app, and it's just like I like being able to wake up every day and like create like my life and know like what I'm gonna do and try new things, whether they're like new businesses. So I just very big about living authentically, doing what you love, and just pursuing your passions, because I think that's how you end up the happiest at the end of the day.
Okay, I love that I've known you and I follow you, and I thought I knew your story and who you are, and it's like, no, oh my gosh, that is so cool. Beauty and brains, baby.
Yeah, everyone's like, especially when I moved here, like I like met, you know, all these like influencers, and like they're like, oh, you know, I, you know, dropped out of college or dropped out of high school to be an influencer. And I was like, oh my gosh, like wow, like it's so crazy that like you kind of even had like the nerve to do that. You know what I mean? I kind of had like my backup plan and like got that secured. So it is good though, because now I kind of use that technical side of my brain and everything that like I learned in school and everything that I know about work ethic to kind of apply that in every area of my life. So I am very like strategic about things that I do, and like I set out plans and like goals for myself. So I think that kind of like also like sets me apart from other people, because I do have that technical side. I'm always looking for, you know, like new business opportunities. I'm not upset that I went to school.
Yeah, no, I think that's amazing, and can utilize so much of what you learn to in different sectors of your life moving forward. Oh my gosh, I love your story so much. When you picked yourself up and moved to California, I just did that actually, moving from California, from LA, moving to Austin. And it's like, I don't know anyone, you know, it's like a new chapter in your life. And especially for you, you're like, all right, I'm jumping into this whole new adventure. What would be some tips for people who maybe feel like they're stuck and they want to move to a new city, but they are just like, I don't know anyone. I don't know what to do. This is a huge risk I'm going to take. You did that and followed your passion. I feel like so many people want to just get up and go to follow their passion, but it's so much easier said than done to, you know, really put into action.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, it kind of goes back also to the first thing I said, that it's just like, you're trying to meet these friends, and like, you're especially in LA, you know, you're trying to impress different people. And it's like, if you try to do that with every single person that you meet and you try to like conform to, you know, what they're going to do, you're going to find yourself at a place where like you're kind of stuck at the end of the day. My advice is, if you're moving somewhere new, try to like frequent the places. So like, if you go to the gym, make friends there, you know, talk to the smoothie guy, talk to someone at the gym, like make sure like they know your name, and then go somewhere else and do the same thing. Go to your local coffee shop every morning, you know, learn the people there, like try to, you know, build a community by going to different places. And if you go to things that you, you know, genuinely enjoy, then you are finding like-minded people, you know. Right. So if you go to a coffee shop and like you're working and you always see someone there, you know that they probably have a good work ethic. Or like if you go to the gym and like you find a gym buddy or something, and then like once you kind of like pick out those people from each certain area of your life, you can kind of go back, and then you can be the person that's like, hey, like I'm gonna go I'm going to go on a hike if you want to come. I'm going to do it anyways. If you want to join, cool. And then, you know, they're going to say yes. And it's like, now you certainly became the core of the friend group, where it's like, okay, how do you know her? She just moved here. Wait, how do you know her? And it's like, you kind of like build your own little network of people. And then, yeah, I feel like that is the best way. Like all of my friends, I kind of just like met through different like outlets. My core group of friends that I have at the moment, we like have like a whole girl gang, but we're all different. Like one of them is a real estate agent. Like, yes, I have like influencer friends, but I also have like CEO friends. So it's like, I kind of just have like all different types of friends, but we're all friends with each other. And like, I'm like the common connection between all of them. So just try to find the good in everyone, because they will see the good back in you.
It must have been hard too. It's like the second you started to gain a huge following, especially living in LA, it's not like you're in some suburb, you know, like you're in LA and everyone is trying to be someone, pretend like they are somebody. How do you stay true to yourself, but also realize who's true in your life?
I definitely have to give genetics a little bit of a pat on the back for this, because I've just always had like good intuition. And I think I have just a very good like energy radar, where it's like, if you don't like reciprocate like my energy and I don't feel like we're like on the same energy, it's like, I'm still going to be kind to you, whatever, but I just know that we don't like vibe on a different
level. You can perceive people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I can kind of just like, you know how moms, like they just know like that's a bad friend or like whatever. Like I've kind of just always had like good intuition. But I also just let people like prove themselves, because I think, you know, if you're trying to put up an act or like be someone that you're not, okay, cool. You can do it for a little bit, but it's like, how long, you know, can you do it for? Always going to be in like indifferent. I'm never like going to be rude to someone or like prejudge them. I'm always going to try to look for the best in other people. But if, you know, at some point it's going, like, if that's not who they are, that's who they're not, their intentions, like it's going to show. And at that point, you just have to set yourself like boundaries of what you're okay with and what you're not okay with, and know if that's a person that you want to keep in your life or not.
Put out energy to someone, and if they don't return it in that way, then you don't need to keep an empty box for that person. Like you can still be, have that person somewhat in your life, but your energy is so valuable.
I think that's the thing about like just friendship in general, is that like you never really do things for someone, or at least I don't, like expecting something in return. Like you just do it because you want to, and like because you care for them. But then it's like, okay, another time, you know what I mean? I buy you a coffee. Like, let's just use a super simple example. I buy you a coffee because I want to buy you a coffee. You know what I mean? And then it's like 3 months down the line, you're like, oh, hey, like I just got you coffee. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, thanks. That was nice. Like you totally didn't have to do that, but it's just like, if I buy you a coffee, I do all these nice things for you. And you're just like, yeah, thanks. Like there's no like gratitude. I'm just going to be like, wait, like, am I wasting my time? Like I'm wasting my energy, like being like kind to this person and they're not reciprocating it. So it's definitely like a thin line. I think you just have to, my best advice is to always just look for the best in people, because everyone has something that is unique and special about them. I kind of just let people be people. And I think whoever is on like matches my energy, then it's like, okay, now we can, you know, do things together. So I think it's just important to look at yourself and look at who you are and what you think, not that you deserve, you know, but like you deserve someone, you deserve a friend who is caring. You deserve a friend who isn't going to bail on you, because you're not going to do that to other people. So you kind of have to like filter it out.
I really like kind of your focuses and kind of the ideas of the people that you want to surround yourself with. I want to ask you also about your growth on social media and tips for people if they're looking to grow, whether it's their brand as an entrepreneur, maybe it's their social media, whatever it is. I want to know first top tips you would tell people. And then also, I think a lot of people try to focus on the number, like consistently the number itself. Should that be the focus?
It has never been the focus for me personally. Like even whenever I think I reached like 100K back in the day, everyone's like, oh my God, you reached 100K. And I was just like, oh, like it's cool, but like, it's just a number. You know what I mean? I think I have tried different things, especially with social media, of like ways to not like strategies, but like ways to navigate it. And I think what I have found works the best is providing value, and value can be in certain types of ways. So, or there's three, I guess, ways that I categorize value. So one of them is entertaining. Like when people watch you or they see your pictures, you know, like, okay, maybe that might be their first thing. Like, okay, they're entertained. Like she's a pretty girl. Like she's funny or whatever. And that's kind of like why people go to you. Like, okay, like I like watching her. That's kind of like one category. And then another category is like education. Like, okay, I go to her because she teaches me how to look good. She teaches me how to feel good. She like shows me what it's like to be a positive person. She like teaches me how to make money myself. You know what I mean? I think there's a different like level to where it's like, okay, you watch someone because they're entertaining, or you watch someone because they're educational. There's something that, you know, you feel like they provide for you that can make you better. And then also just like being an inspiration, like being someone that people can look up to, being someone that the younger generation can be like, okay, like she's an influencer, but you know, this isn't all that she cares about. Like, okay, wait, she like does charity, or she focuses on other things like beside herself. I think there's a lot of that that's lacking right now in the space that people don't have, because they think, you know, being an influencer is living this crazy glamorous life that everyone has to like envy. Like, okay, you go on trips and like you do this stuff. And it's like, no, we're just regular people. You know, we just found a way to do things that we love. But it's just like, if I can't teach you how to also do things that you love and, you know, live your best life and be the best version of yourself, then it's like, okay, then you're just entertaining. You know, it's like, how do you be an inspiration? How do you be someone that someone can look up to and be like, okay, this is, you know, an ideal influencer, or this is someone who, you know, I know that they're a good person, and like, this is who I strive to be like as my best self. Obviously not that you are them, but you know, there's certain qualities of them that you like. And also something that I've just like kind of realized going from like platform to platform, I'm not very big on YouTube, and I really want to start doing it. And I know that people love YouTube. Instagram has been around for a while, and it's been the platform that I think mostly put my time into. And TikTok is new. And it's just kind of like, okay, people love YouTube and they love TikTok. And it's like, okay, why? Because that's when they really get to know people's personalities and really kind of get to know who they are as a person. And I think through like video, like style content is like how you, you know, people get to know you, and it's like they can relate to you. They say, okay, you really are like a normal person, you know? So I think if you're kind of like trying to be a content creator or like live this life, I think number one is do it by providing value to others. Because if not, you can only get so far. And I think if you're constantly providing value to your audience, they're constantly going to watch you. They're constantly going to want to follow you. They're going to tell people about you. And that's just how authentic growth happens. But also be vulnerable, like share your personality, share what you're into, share what you don't. Like remind people that you really are just a regular person, and like they can do it too. And I think by doing that, it kind of provides an extra level of like understanding with your audience. And it just makes you like more relatable.
As an entrepreneur, must be hard to figure out kind of your day. It's like, you know, when you have a 9-to-5 job, it's like, you have to be up by a certain time. You have to do this. You have schedules, you have meetings. And I know you're a really busy person. How do you set up your day for success?
Like I said, people look up to content creators and they're like, oh my God, they live like this glamorous life. Like everything is perfect. And it's like, no, you need to understand that I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm going to give up nine to five so I can do nothing and get paid for it. It's like, okay, cool. You're giving up your 9 to 5 where you're working 8 hours. But guess what? Now you have to work 24/7 because like you are your own boss. There's no one there telling you what to do. You have to have like that motivation and that drive to like, you know, if you don't wake up at a certain time, no one's going to be like, you're late to work. Like, you know, it's kind of just, it's a different level of, I can't think of the word, but it's like a different level of like hard because you it's a lot of pressure on yourself and what you have to do. Like for yourself, there's not anyone telling you what to do. So you have the freedom to think of new ideas and like different things to do. But sometimes it's hard because it's all on you. Like if you do something, it fails, it falls back on you. Like you are your own individual, you are your own boss. So you curate, you know, what your life is going to be like tomorrow or the day after or next year. So you kind of have to take away like from the glamour and realize, you know, there is work behind it and there is certain things that you have to do. Me personally, this is just what I do, but I try to wake up early every day because I know that the day gets hectic. And like when I wake up early, I'm not a morning person, but I like force myself to wake up early. Like, because that's just when you get the most things done. You know what I mean? Like I get up, I like brush my teeth, put on clothes, and I immediately go to the gym because I don't even want to give myself time to like have an excuse. Like if I have a long day and I like go to the gym after, I'm like, well, I just had such a long day. Like, I don't
right.
know, you know? So my biggest thing is literally the moment that I wake up, I'm just like, nope. Even if I'm tired, I'm already putting my clothes on. Sometimes I get to the gym, like with my eyes closed. And then after I like walk on the treadmill and drink water, I'm good to go. But that's my number one thing. Go to the gym first thing in the morning, because that's a priority to me. And I have chosen for that to be a priority in my life. So it's something that I want to get done first thing of the day, like no excuses. I portion out the days of my week. So I have certain things that I do each day of the week. And that's how I personally find structure to my lifestyle, because there isn't much structure to the lifestyle. So you kind of have to make your own. And this is just what works for me. So gym, first thing in the morning, every single day. And then I section out my days. So Monday is a business day where I kind of just plan for my week. What am I doing? Plan out my content for, you know, each social media. And I kind of just dive in, see, you know, okay, like what did good last week? What didn't do good? What should I try to do more of? Et cetera. And then Monday, I usually focus on Instagram if I need to get any content for that. And then Tuesday, I usually do like TikTok and Reels. Wednesdays are usually like where I book in all my appointments, but I'm trying to factor in YouTube now into it. And then Thursday is when I do like fitness content and content for the app. And then Friday is again, another like business day where, you know, I just kind of look at my finances. I try to like invest every week. Lately I've been investing in crypto. So this is like my time that I set aside to kind of do that. If I, you know, I need to read, if there's any other projects that I want to work on, like I want to come out with my own booty bands and I'm opening up my own Amazon store right now. So Friday is kind of the day where I deal with all of my business things. And then I let myself have fun on Saturdays and Sundays, because I feel like you just need that. And Sundays, I don't go to the gym. That's my rest day. But that's basically how I put this crazy life and find structure in it. Because like I said, there's no one telling you what to do. So you kind of just have to tell yourself, you know, what to do so that you can kind of hit every goal that you want to hit. And then Sundays, I usually do a lot of like before I do like laundry and stuff. And then I usually try to read and journal and just kind of like reflect and like set myself up for the week. I try to like look at my goals like weekly so that I'm always reminded of them and so that I can approach the next week with, you know, clear intentions and like a clear mindset as to what I want to do.
I love the way that you set up your weeks and you create balance, but it's hard work to do content creation. It sounds easy, but it's not at all. I've actually haven't heard of that before. I feel like a lot of people will do different hours of the day, but you do like a day for something instead of spreading out throughout the week. And I like that focus idea. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, because then it's like you're focused on that platform and like what you need to do. And it's not like, because that's the thing with social media. Like there's always a new platform. There's always something. So it's like, it keeps growing, but we have the same amount of time. So for me, it just works to try to section out evenly so that I can try to like focus on something each day.
What are some examples of what you eat in a day to set yourself up for success?
So if I'm being completely honest, I've had both ends of the scale where I used to literally weigh everything that I ate. Like I used to have a hardcore meal prep Sundays where I would meal prep for the entire week. Like that is all I would eat, like strictly, you know, count out all my macros and everything like that. While I think that's not necessarily sustainable, you can, you know, it's great. You hit your goals at the gym, your body looks amazing. But I do think it's really hard to keep up and just a little bit like mentally draining, honestly. But I think everyone should try it at some point in their lives because it kind of gives you a basis. You know, once you eat like that for like a month or 2 months or whatever time you can do it for yourself, you kind of like learn to realize like, okay, wait, this is how much protein I should be getting. This is how much carbs I should be getting. And this is how many fats I should be getting. So me personally, I am not a wonderful cook. Like I'm just gonna be straight honest. Like I am a lazy girl. So I kind of just think of like my three top macros and I try to just hit that in every single meal. So I just have basic rules. Like I have to have veggies for every single meal, like a good amount of protein and then like whatever carbs I want to have because we love carbs. We should enjoy carbs. And I have a very like much abundance mindset just in literally everything that I do in life, whether it's, you know, like giving back to people or just everything that I do in my life. So I think that, you know, food should be about abundance. It should be about keeping your body happy and feeding it. And it shouldn't be about deprivation. Everyone has these crazy rules like, oh my God, like, you know, when you think about, oh, I'm on a diet, like that sucks. Like I hate being like, you know what I mean? It's just like such a negative connotation. And I just like, yes, you can be on a diet, you know, you can lose like weight in a week or two, but I think that the biggest part is making it sustainable. And how I've basically been able to do that is I train my body to understand what, you know, the right amount of proteins, carbs, and fats were. And so I just try to apply that in every area of my life. So in the morning, if I'm at home and I want to cook, you know, I'll usually do like omelet, eggs, oatmeal. Those are usually like my go-tos. And then for lunch and dinner, I always do, you know, the protein, carb, and fat. So I usually, you know, do like salmon with like a nice teriyaki glaze, brown rice, and edamame. So that's like my go-to lunch, I guess. I love salmon. And then dinner, you know, I'll do steak or something like that and whatever veggie. And then I'll do a little bit less carbs at night because I don't really need it. You know, my day is kind of over. So that's what I do whenever I cook at home. But I do eat out a lot. So I just try to find healthy options. Like, for example, go to Starbucks a lot. It's an easy like little go-to. I always get their egg bites because, you know, it's just like, to me, it's the best like eggs on the go. So it's really just about trying to find those healthy options. If you're staying at home and, you know, you're cooking for yourself, I think the best way is to kind of pre-plan what you're going to eat throughout the week, do the grocery shop, and only give yourself the things that you told you could eat for that week. Because if you have a bunch of snacks in the pantry and you're eating from like, you're working from home, you're gonna be like, well, let me just eat that, you know? So right. Don't give yourself that option to have bad things to eat. Only grocery shop for the things that you want. Because I think that's how you also cut cravings. When you're like, oh, I'm craving a cookie. And you go and you're like, well, there's no cookies. And then you're like, oh, yes. And once you do that enough times, your body's like, okay, I just don't need it anymore. So I think that's kind of a good way to establish like discipline. And if you're eating out, and you're establishing discipline. I just try to, like, sometimes portions are really big, so I just try to eat half, and I just tell myself, like, oh, I'm gonna save the half, the other half for later or something. And then if I'm still hungry, I'll eat it. But a lot of the times, if you just give your body like 30 minutes of like rest after you eat, it kind of like settles in. You're like, wait, I'm not even hungry. I just wanted to eat that because it was right in front of me.
You can also find out more about what she eats in a day. She has a nutrition guide on her app as well.
And I come out with a section just kind of stating my easy recipes, and I'm all about being easy. So I just want to share that with people, you know.
Oh, I'm excited.
I think everyone's on the go. I'm on the go. I don't have time to sit there and make a 30-minute breakfast. It's like 5 minutes. Let's go.
I love that. I'm so excited for you to roll the recipe category out. Do you say you snack or mostly like 3 meals in a day? Do you have dessert ever?
Oh, yes. I love dessert. I do. Honestly, I don't have too many snacks in my house. Part of the reason is that my pantry is like super tiny, so I like don't fit anything in there. So I don't really buy snacks. But I try to like have like refrigerator snacks. So like, you know, I'll have yogurt and fruit. I like corn nuts. I love corn nuts. And I try to like kind of make almost like little meal snacks. So like I'll make a sandwich as a snack, or like I'll do like a little like roll up with like turkey and cheese. So I try, or like a little charcuterie board. So I try to keep my snacks healthy. And I try to stay away, honestly, from processed things. If I do, you know, it'll be, like I said, like corn nuts or chips, but I'll make like ceviche and then I'll like snack on it throughout the day. The only thing is that with snacks, I feel like it's when you like lose your, I guess, protein intake. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing like a processed snack, I'll try to do like a protein bar, or like I'll do like a protein shake and things like that. But I do still love sweets. So I just try to keep it minimal. Like if I do sweets, I love fruit. So, you know, I'll do like apple with peanut butter. Or if I want candy, I do smart sweets, which is basically like candy without sugar. If I want cake, I will have cake because that's what makes me happy. I just try to limit it. So it's just, I think you should still feed your body. Things make you happy, but you kind of have to set yourself that boundary. Like, don't buy too much of it, or only tell yourself like, okay, I'm only going to have two of these cookies, but then only have two. Don't eat the whole box.
Yeah. True. I always have a sweet tooth. I have to have a little something after.
Yeah. No, it's nice. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you deserve it at the end of the day. I think it's just setting that boundary, you know, like I love ice cream. Like, so I'll just get like Halo Top, which, you know, is like the healthier version. Or if I like, I'm like, oh my God, I need to get a cookie right now. Like I am fiending for one, you know, they usually come in like a whole box. So I will literally take out two. I like put it on my side and put the box back. Mm-hmm. Because if you leave it out in front of you, you're just like, oh, and then you're like, wait, how did I eat the whole box?
Yeah. So I think discipline, self-discipline.
Take out your serving size, put it in a bowl. Don't eat from the bag itself. That's where it gets dangerous. So take out the serving size that, you know, you think you should eat, and then put it back. And then also drink water. A lot of the times that you are, or at least I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. It's just like, girl, you're just dehydrated and you are looking for that, like, water in food, the water intake from foods. Drink your water. A lot of times that will like subside your cravings and stuff. And then get that cookie or two. And the best way that I do this is I just eat it slowly. I just try to enjoy it because I'm like, damn, I only have those two cookies. I'm going to just munch on it slowly. And then I do it and enjoy it. And I don't feel the need to eat the whole box.
Yeah. And you enjoy it more, and eating slowly is better for digestion too. Yeah. And you're going to, yeah.
Sometimes it's hard, but that is the best tip that I can give. Portion out the size, drink water before and after, and eat slowly. Like, enjoy that freaking cookie, you know? Cause if like you have an Oreo and you just stick the whole thing in your mouth, like, okay, I'm ready for the next one. But if you're like, oh, this is my only Oreo going to eat it slowly. It's like you just really enjoy it. Put the Oreos back in the pan.
Put it back. Eat it slow. I love it. I also want to ask you about your fitness routine. I know it's on your app. You just launched a challenge. It's still up on your app. You can find the link in her bio. And I've been doing it. It's so effective. So many girls have been doing it. It's amazing. What does a week typically look like for you in your workout schedule?
I try to work out 5 days a week, with Sunday being my rest day. Then on Sundays, I'll try to like go to the sauna or something. 3 leg days, 2 arm days, 1 cardio day. And then I also do like a lot of like stretching and stuff on my cardio day. But I don't usually do too much cardio. So I have that one day that I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm very much big into just always like multitasking and trying to use all hours of the day possible. So I know cardio is boring. I usually try to like do this time, like if I'm on a treadmill at the gym, this is the time that like I am answering emails, or I, you know, am answering DMs, or like I'm on my phone getting work done. And it's like, by the time, you know, sometimes I'll be just walking on an incline at the treadmill and I've been on there for an hour and I'm like, where did the time go? Like, I've just been like walking on an incline for an hour because I've been doing work. Or I love listening to podcasts. So like throughout the day, as I'm doing things, if I need to drive somewhere that's far away, I always like put on a podcast because that's my best way to multitask. And I'm, you know, I'm gaining information, I'm gaining knowledge, I'm educating myself while I'm multitasking. I know people don't have time to really like sit and like read sometimes. So that is my best way. Everything that you try to do, just try to get the most out of it. So if you don't like cardio, but you, you know, love watching your favorite Netflix show, okay, go run, go do some stairs, you know, do it at a slow pace that you are able to do for a long time, put on your favorite show and you're going to get through it and you're going to learn to like it and enjoy it and like look forward to it.
Check out, she has programs for each day of the week to reach your fitness goals on her app. I want to ask you my last and final question. At Fit Food Junkies, our motto is addicted to health. So Mare, what are you addicted to?
I think I'm addicted to the results, honestly, because as much as, you know, you make your fitness journey enjoyable, it's really, you know, what makes me keep going is always the way that it makes me feel. And working out isn't necessarily just for looks for me. It's really is like how I clear my mind. And that is like how I get my cells moving in the morning. That's how I set myself up for success. That's how I set myself up for, you know, a long like life. I want to be 80, like kicking ass. So I really just do it, you know, for the feeling. I think it's so good for your mental health and you don't realize it because it's hard. Like you go to the gym, you're like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym today. Like this is the last thing I want to do. And then when you're done, you're like, wait, I got through that, you know, by doing these hard things, by, you know, focusing on your health. It's not the easiest path, but it's always so rewarding. So I think I do it for the reward, for my mind, for my health. It keeps me happy. And I think that's what I'm addicted to.
Love your addiction. How can people connect with you?
They can connect me through my app. There is messaging on there now. So you can literally ask me anything you want. I have my Instagram at MareBear, 2 A's on the Mare and the Bear. I'm on TikTok as well. Same, at, and you can check out my website. If you want to download the app, it's Bear with 2 A's, BEAAR. bodyapp.com. You can download it and try it for $1. I have all my programs on there, my booty program, my New Year's program, my nutrition guide, abs, core, abs and core, the same thing, upper body. Everything is laid out on there and easy for you to see.
Well, Mare, thank you so much for coming on. I'm excited to see you in LA next week. And you just bring so much amazing energy to this world. And honestly, I think you're an inspiration for people who want to follow your career path, that, you know, it's not like you have the beauty and the brains you show up with that positivity and that energy, not only on the outside, but on the inside too. And breath of fresh air to see that, to feel that. It's really such a privilege to have you in my life. And just thank you for coming on. You made my day.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I feel so lucky to be able to be one of your guests. So I appreciate you having me on, and I think we should do it again in the future.
I love it. Well, thank you. Check her out, guys. And I'll see you soon, girl.
Okay. See you this weekend.
I hope you guys loved this episode and got so much out of it. Also, congrats, Mare, for walking in Swim Week in Miami last week. She was in 7 shows, and she also said that she wasn't the typical body type that the industry allows, and really reminding people that you can do anything. She said, take it from a shorty, life's too short to doubt yourself. Check out Mariana at Mare Bear and TikTok. That's MareBear. I'd also love to make a quick shout out to LSKD, an Australian owned and operated brand that prides itself in producing high quality functional sportswear with a street aesthetic. I can't tell you how comfortable this athleisure brand is. It's high quality, fits just right, so flattering and so cute. Definitely check them out and also use my code FitFoodJunkies10 for 10% off. That's FitFoodJunkies10. I am so excited that you are joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.